Subset B is consideration of the 2018 City Water Annual Report. Mr. Olson and Mr. Bush are coming forward.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. Have the 2018 annual drinking water report here. And last year, the City of Sturgis monitored your drinking water for possible contaminants and the quality of the water that we provided. We served more than 6,627 customers, an average of 837,539 gallons of water per day. Our water is groundwater that is produced from local deep wells. We currently have 7 deep wells, 3 tanks located throughout the city.
Whose office is that in?
And the 2018 revenue for the water, metered water, was $1,181,473.11. And again, there's Daniel trying to get away with that money. Rick keeps producing it. Daniel keeps taking it. I don't know. Water rates for 2019 went up 2% on the water base rate from 1168 to 1191, with water usage rates staying the same at 252 per thousand for residential and 283 per thousand for commercial. And we pumped 305,702,000 gallons of water with a total accountable water of 277,894,860 gallons accountable for approximate percent loss of 9%. And the chart shows the well usages. Well number 7 is our primary well throughout the year. For approximately 4 months out of the year, we use the other wells on summer usage only. That gets us by with only testing for well number 7, saving quite a little money on testing and time. Have a 10-year water loss chart there. It's been staying fairly even the last few years. We have some comparisons from other cities that we've been doing for the last few years, and Rapid City was at 10% this year, last year, with Deadwood at 14%. Spearfish was not able to give us any numbers this year because they've been having some meter issues, so they weren't comfortable with giving us the numbers. So we're still right in that ballpark with everybody else at 9%. And here we have charts of the city that show the water lines that have been leak tested from 2014 through 2018. We finally made it through, I think, pretty much everything in the city now. And we'll start back in May again, or June, I guess it's going to be. We'll start back leak testing where we started and start seeing if we find anything that pops up. 2018, we had 12 leaks that were repaired. 7 of them were owner-responsible leaks, and 5 of them were city-responsible. That was down quite a bit from the year before. 2018, with the Public Works campus under construction, there was no large water project scheduled. The Water Division worked on repainting the piping in some of the wells. 2019, the Public Works campus will be completed, and one small water project on Woodland Drive will be done, and pretty much is done, adding water main and service lines to 4 new homes. Water Department will also be working on painting pipes in the rest of the well houses and installing smart points for the radio reading system to read the water meters remotely. And just a before and after picture of one of the well houses, how the piping looked and how it's looking now. Quite an improvement. The state of South Dakota comes around about every 3 years and does checks, and they really like to see that kind of thing. So That concludes my report. If anybody has any questions. Yes, I guess the state of South Dakota likes to see anything under 15%. So if we can keep it under that, that's doing really well. It's a difficult thing because, we do the water leak testing, and quite often we don't come across anything, and it's the leaks are found when they come up and get fixed that way, and that's the way the majority of them are. But every once in a while they come across a leak and we fix it, but most of them are found by just coming up.
That leak testing done with the USDA, is that the?
It's done with rural water. Oh, yeah, system. Yep. Yeah, South Dakota rural water comes in. Yep. No, because it's generally between the curb stop and the house, so it's usually before the meter. Occasionally, there are homes that have leaks that have water meters in manholes or meter pits, and those will show up on the water bills, but that's generally not what shows up on this report here.
Any other questions for Dale from council?
No, that's because it's non-metered, so it's an estimate. The water losses are an estimated. If we see the leak, I have some charts that we can go by, and based off of the size of the crack in the pipe or whatever, and the pressures. And then the big guess is how long has it been leaking and how long has it been leaking that fast. So those truly are an estimate. And no, we don't bill them.
Also, that takes into account the differences in meters, too. I mean, there's all meters aren't 100% efficient. I mean, there's some inefficiencies in how you meter water. So there may be a difference in how much we pump and how much the meters. Each meter in each house, you add all those up and it... there could be.
Right. We've been kind of guessing at maybe a 2% meter loss in the past.
Any other discussion?
Thank you.
Thanks, Dale.
I think we probably need to accept this too, right? Let's do it for the... No, you don't think so? No. No action needed.
Our bulk water will be up, hopefully, fingers crossed, tomorrow.
That's what I was just going to ask. I've had plenty of calls on how the water man's going.
We're scheduled to be here tomorrow and do startup. If everything goes well.
Great.
Bring your credit.
Thanks for that, Rick. Item 15 is other matters before council. Does the public have anything to add at this point in time that has not been addressed on the agenda? No action can occur, but we do have some time slotted for some input or some questions. How about council members? Anything to add tonight? We went longer than our half hour pre-meeting executive session, but I believe there's no need for any further discussion. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn.
First by Ron. Second by Rhea. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.